March 22nd, 2020. Today, I'm revisiting a book of textless illustrations by one of my favorite artists, Zhao Dao, called Song of Sylvan. If I could only carry a small stack of books with me for the rest of my life, this one is a very strong candidate. Aside from the gorgeous illustrations, one of the reasons I love it so much is the lack of text or clear narrative, which allows me to experience a completely different interpretation of the images each time I return to it. There are also always details that I didn't absorb before. I discovered this book while visiting Gallery Nucleus, my favorite art gallery on Earth, years ago. While perusing their wonderful collection, I was intrigued by the unknown Chinese characters along the book's spine, and even further drawn in by its mysterious, mesmerizing cover. And as I flipped through its pages, I became completely engrossed with its contents. Unfortunately, I couldn't afford it at the time and rushed off. I don't recall why, before learning the title's translation or name of the artist. I very rarely buy art books, mainly for financial reasons, but the images echoed in my mind over the days following, and eventually, I reached out to the gallery to find out what it was. After some crude attempts to try to describe the style and imagery, a fun challenge to describe a book by its art, one of the curators managed to figure out what I was talking about, and I managed to scrape together the funds to have it shipped to me. It has since become a beloved route for my wandering mind. If you're intrigued by these images, you can still pick up a copy of the book from Gallery Nucleus. Looks like only the Wolf Boy version is available now. Otherwise, be sure to visit Zhao Dao's blog to see more of her fantastic art. Originally written in the Scuttleverse.